Steve Boyle. Yep, Steve. He did actually play for England and the Lions. And he was some sort of specimen. He was probably untackleable. Because Gloucester had this penalty move when short penalties were all the rage. And Steve Boyle used to take this thing from a 30-yard wind-up. And you've never seen anything like it. Because you could see the look of horror on the opponent's faces who were in a direct line. And you could see them going, how can I get out of this? And there weren't many ways to get out of it. But he was powerful. Very big, very wide, and an athlete. I think he'd been a goalkeeper in his younger days. And he could play. He used to have odd moments, little aberrations when he'd go AWOL and he'd just lose a bit of focus. But when Steve Boyle was on song, I saw why he was picked by England and the Lions. That here was the start of a new breed, if you like. Big forwards who got very fast feet and have got pace, genuine pace. Because I think he would have been a success at, say, gridiron American football. I reckon he could have done that. He was the type of player they'd be looking for to carry the ball through a crowd and make 5-6 yards. Priceless in American football. In rugby union, he didn't make 5 or 6 yards. He sort of took 5 or 6 bodies with him and he'd be through them. And again, it's gone back to the old thing. As long as you're playing in front, you go forward, you'll win.
Yeah.
But he was a fearsome sight, was oily, I have to say. I'm glad I never played against him. Fred Reid played hooker. He was always second string to Mike Nichols, which was what happens, but Fred would have been an attribute in any team. He just had to play second string. His great thing was tackling people around the ankles. I can see him now. Opposition would do something from a line out and suddenly they didn't know what had happened, but they're on the floor. And they hadn't seen a body coming. But Fred used to aim for the boot and the ankle and legitimately tackle, whereas most normal people would tackle thighs, hip or chest. Fred didn't. He got them and, of course, your legs have gone then.
Yeah.
And time after time, there was a look of bewilderment on opponents' faces when the ball had been snaffled, because then, of course, somebody like John Watkins, bang, or Potter, and suddenly we've got their ball. And again, that's a tackle you never see. Well, mind, I never saw anybody else do it. But it was Fred's speciality. But that was the type of player that you could get, unorthodox in many ways, could have played in most top-class clubs and was unlucky. Mike Nichols was about. But Gloucester's always been famous for hookers. Over the years, they've produced people who can play at hooker and knew what they were on about. There was the Forest contingent here. Brian Vine, Sarge, John Cook. They were always good value. Not many came from Lydney, but when they did, you knew what you were getting. And they fitted in like...
came in a hardened form.
Oh, yes. They knew what day of the week it was. And then, of all of them, Richard Mugg, probably the best back you'll ever see. How he never played for England, I'll never know. Because Richard Mugg could just break the defence with his feet. His feet were just unbelievable. And again, if you ask him, he'll never talk about it. Have you done an interview with him?
No, we haven't.
Well, you won't get anything out of him. But he was just gifted. He'd do things that you think, how did that happen? and he just got on with it. That was Moggy. Probably he should have played on the wing. I think he'd have played for England if he'd played on the wing, but I never understood why England didn't pick him on the wing, even though he was playing for Gloucester in the centre. He had every attribute of a world-class winger. He had pace, acceleration that you could just be amazed at, and these feet, which would get him both sides. And I just thought, England, what are you doing? You see, he wouldn't miss caps now. They'd have him into the system. And if he was playing centre for Gloucester, and they thought he was a winger, which I always thought he was, he'd be picked on the wing. Didn't matter what was happening in his club, but there wasn't a system. Well, now we have got a system, sometimes whether it's such a good thing. But no, he could do it. He had everything, as far as I could see. But I'd be interested to listen to what, if anything, he'll tell you about it.
Yeah, we haven't managed to pin him down.
No, I don't think you will. Yeah. Don't think you will. John Orwin was a Yorkshireman who came down here, was in the RAF, but he was fearsome. I mean, he was only about 6 foot high. He wasn't much more. Mm. In the programme, he might be down at 6'6", but he wasn't very big.
Oh, no.
But he frightened the life out of people. Well, he frightened the life out of people he knew. And his wife did. I mean, she was harder than him. But John, he was notorious because everybody knew, don't mess with Orwin. And once you know that, the game gets a bit easier. Mm. Now, again, it wouldn't happen today because nobody messes with anybody. But in those days, that was a hell of a advantage for Gloucester players. The opposition knew, do not do anything, because it could be World War III and we lose. John Orwell had that sort of aura about him, and he looked horrible. You know, he wasn't ugly or anything, he just looked as if he could go 10 rounds with anybody. I don't know if he ever did any boxing, but he looked as if he could. Mm. And he was a great bloke to have, to be with, when things did warm up a little bit. That you knew, oh well, we've got the enforcer, Mr. Orwin will step in now.
And yet he captained Gloucester, he captained Bedford, he captained England.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I never saw John as an England captain, but that was at a time when they probably needed somebody to say, let's get here.
He was on tour, in Australia.
That's right. Yeah. Get here. Yeah. Stick together. Yeah. And it was the Gloucester thing, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And if you could get that into an England team at the time, I think England would have done far better. But Orwin would have at least have tried that. Yeah.